Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. This is Mary Gettin, and I'll be your host today. I want to thank you for being here. This is every first Friday of the month, we do some kind of a water healing meditation for the ocean and all waters on the planet. And we've been doing this since 2014. And wow, here we are coming into 2024 very soon. So I really want to thank you for being here. If you're interested in more information about water healing or resources, links to other organizations, we have a lot of things posted on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. And you can also go there to see the schedule of upcoming meditation leaders, as well as recordings of all the past meditations for the last 9 years. So anytime you have 30 minutes you'd like to spend doing some healing work for the waters, it's a great place to go and just pick a meditation and follow along. So I'm really happy to have my dear friend Shoshana Avri here today. Shoshana has been, practicing and teaching shamanism for over 30 years. And she's really passionate about working with the spirits and helping others to find their way back home to themselves through shamanism. She's a student of Michael Harner and the Foundation for Shamanic Studies, and she completed their courses along with a 3-year apprenticeship program over 20 years ago. And she's also studied with many indigenous teachers over the years. And so today Shoshana is still doing private sessions, and you can find out more about her at shaman-inspirit.com. So Shoshana, what have you got for us today? I'm really excited to see what you're going to do.
Okay. Thank you, Mary, and welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. Thanks for coming on this journey with me today. My intention for the meditation today is to give you some information about atmospheric rivers first, then take you on a journey to meet the deva of the atmospheric river, along with some weather beings to gather information about what we can do personally to assist in lessening the weather's intensity, and end with some prayers to heal the waters around the world. So let's begin. Here's the information piece. The atmospheric river is a narrow corridor or filament of concentrated moisture in the atmosphere, also known as a tropical plume, cloud band, and Pineapple Express. It's long flowing regions of the atmosphere that carry water through the sky. They are about 250 to 375 miles wide and can be more than 1,000 miles long. Rivers on land generally flow downhill. Atmospheric rivers flow in the direction of moving air created by weather systems. Generally, they pick up water from the warm, moist air of tropical regions, and they drop the water over land in cooler regions as rain and snow. The Pineapple Express picks up warm, moist air near Hawaii, and when it hits land in western U.S. and Canada, it can cause heavy rain and snow. In California, it can cause up to 5 inches of rain a day. A few atmospheric river events each year cause up to half the annual precipitation on the West Coast. There are 4 to 5 active atmospheric rivers at any time. They usually last a day, and issues occur when they last longer or occur back to back. 30 trillion gallons of water fell in California during atmospheric river storms. That was reported in January. They are becoming more intense due to climate change. So this is the largest river in the world. I didn't know about these and found out about it, and I have journeyed to them, and they're quite extraordinary. So that is the information part of our meditation. Now we'll begin our journey. So let's sit back, relax, or lie down, and let's take a few deep breaths together just to settle ourselves in and let our minds go. So in and out. And one more. Now close your eyes and imagine you are at your front door. Open your door, and waiting for you at the door to give you a ride is a pink dolphin from the Amazon River, which is one of the largest rivers on Earth. Now we'll be going to the largest river in the world, the atmospheric river. So let's welcome our dolphins and thank them for offering to be our transportation for this journey. Hop on, your dolphin, and feel yourself going higher and higher into the sky. Your intention is to get into the atmospheric river. The atmospheric river appears as thick clouds running like a river. Since they appear in many places in the world at once, find a place that suits you. When you arrive at the atmospheric river of your choice, take a ride in the river. See how it feels to be in thick clouds moving all around. Maybe you can taste the dampness. How does it feel on your skin? Is there a smell? Immerse your senses and enjoy the ride for a few minutes, and I'll come back. I hope that felt wonderful and you're still in it. So you might have a sense of where above the earth you are. Have a look down, see if you recognize where you are. Now, as we're in this river, let's call in the Deva of your atmospheric river and ask her to come meet you up here as you'd like to learn more and see how you might assist and healing the intensity of this weather. I'll give you a few minutes for this. Now, let's ask the Deva to seed the clouds with peace, healing, and clearing for the waters below. Having the intention of all this love to rain down on the waters, people, animals, and plants on the earth. Watch and see what she does. Now we can call in the weather beings from the spiritual realm and ask what they know about this phenomenon and any advice for helping with the weather personally. Ask for a ritual to share with others about the weather. I have been to the weather beings many, many, many times over the years, and they are really something. So enjoy them. Introduce yourself, and we'll stay here for 5 minutes because they will teach you a lot and they will give you a ritual to share. Enjoy. Wonderful. I hope you got a great ritual. Let's thank the Deva and the weather beings and know we can come back anytime for more experiences. Now we're going to have our dolphins drop us down to the Amazon River. Feel yourself going down from the clouds slowly and taking in all you see around you as you descend. We're now landing in the Amazon River. It's beautiful. Look around you at the lush jungles. Our intention now is to open our hearts and spread loving kindness all along this journey down the Amazon River to the Atlantic. As we travel toward the Atlantic, where the Amazon dumps in, and interestingly, at the head of the river there, you can drink the water from the ocean as it's beautiful and gorgeous and not salty. So let's do that when we get there. We're asking for this energy as we go through with our dolphins down the Amazon to transform any negative energies, enrich the waters, and heal what needs healing. This healing light will permeate from you. Open your hearts up, call the creator energy in, let it flow through you, out your heart to everything around you, and through the river, which will then take it all around the world. So we're going to spend 5 minutes doing all this healing, going down one of the longest rivers in the world. Good job, everyone. Now let's find our way back home. Your dolphin will take you back to your front door. Enjoy the journey back home. Let's thank them with a big hug, and they're free to go back to the Amazon. I want you to walk back into your house, feel yourself in your chair or on the couch. Let's take a nice deep breath, feel yourself in your body, tap your feet on the floor, wiggle your fingers and toes, take a nice deep breath again. Feel yourself grounded at home, and welcome home. I hope you enjoyed this and learned something interesting. Thank you for coming along.
Thanks, Shoshana.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, that was interesting. I've never been up into an atmospheric river, and yeah, it was quite a powerful phenomenon, I guess it might be the right word to
right.
use.
Yeah. Exactly. That is the word to use.
Yeah. Very interesting. I ended up on one that was in the North Atlantic heading towards Europe, up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It was quite cool. Is there somebody that would like to share if they got a message about something we could do for lessening these rivers that dump so much water on the planet, or any rituals from the weather beings? So if you have something you'd like to share with us, star 6 to unmute yourself and then tell us your name. They're still coming in.
Hello, everybody. It's Linda. Thank you so much for the beautiful meditation. I've been working with Magnified Healing and Lady Master Kuan Yin. So she's helping to assist with the waters, the shorelines, and the faults, the tectonic plates, and trying to find the balance. It's
very
wonderful
cool.
to work. Wonderful to work with you all. Thank you. Many
Thank
blessings.
You. You too.
Thank you.
It's Bonnie. Am I unmuted?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
You can hear me. Okay, so thank you so much. It was beautiful, and I too have never been in an atmospheric river, never even heard of them. So that was really special. And the diva that came to me was a dragonfly. Actually, I'm sitting out in nature, and a physical dragonfly came up to me when we called in the diva. And actually lit on a little rock and looked right at me. It was special. And then the wind blew this beautiful energy around me. And then I saw the mermaids, which isn't surprising, but I found them helping with the situation by taking their shells and connecting with the atmospheric rivers and pulling the water where it was from there and then spreading it to areas of the planet that needed the rain. So taking it from areas that had too much rain and spreading it, so it was just making it more even around our planet and helping our planet. I kept seeing the Sahara Desert for some reason. I think they might have gotten rain today.
Oh, great.
I just so happy because, of course, I love mermaids and connect and am one, but I felt this was a purpose that I could work with the mermaids to help the planet. So I'm so happy that you gifted that through your meditation. Thank you.
Thank you very
beautiful,
much.
Beautiful, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good to know the mermaids are on it.
Yeah.
The mermaids are on it. Awesome. Hey, sir, this is Mark in Phoenix. This is going to come out of left field. I like the others, I'd never heard of the atmospheric river. And I can't wait to research more of that. But secondly, I just recently purchased an AI software for helping to write and then fully illustrate children's books. And you gave me my hook into my first children's book, Air Dolphins.
Oh,
Air Dolphins. for 2 weekends ago, I saw the 2003 movie version of Peter Pan. Not the original Disney and not the recent updated, woke Peter Pan movie. This was a faithful retelling. And I just loved the idea of Peter coming to the children's window. And that was me in, your meditation. I wasn't at the front door. I was at a window, like the kids, and there was my air dolphin.
Aww.
And that's a... Suddenly, because I hadn't thought of air dolphins ever, but suddenly I had, that was my key into my first children's book, was an air dolphin and taking children to the sacred forest in the sky with the sacred, with the atmospheric river. So thank you so much for giving me the key into my first children's book.
Well, that's great. I'm thrilled. By the way, in shamanism, all the power animals fly. Everything flies. Just
cool.
So you can have a whole group of flying everything, with the children, which is great. Good for you. That'll be lovely.
Well, that's the thing. I want to build a world. Like I just purchased the other day Denise Lynn's Sacred Forest Oracle deck. And that's I'm seeing that as my inspiration for, a land for my children's books.
That'd be lovely.
And, so now I have a whole flying cloud, imaginary place to take children on stories. So thank you.
You're welcome. And you can teach them a lot about the environment that way. That'll be
exactly.
Fun.
You like giving my dogs pills as a baby, as a kid. You gotta put the pills in meatballs, right? with children's books, it's a way to get in, shamanism and environmental stuff in stories.
Yeah, because their imaginations are way open.
Yes. Feed them the dog pills, stories when they're... In other words, make the pill go down, right?
Yeah, they'll love it.
So, awesome.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mary.
Yeah. Is there somebody else that got some sort of a message or a ritual?
Yes. I would love to share.
Yeah.
Yes. I left the back door of my house in the garden, and there was this pink dolphin from the Amazon. I stepped even before you mentioned it, Rhea, I already stepped on the back of the dolphin, and we went up in the, just shot up in the sky. But the dolphin didn't know where to find the atmospheric river, and then a group of birds joined, and they knew where the atmospheric river was. And I found myself above the North Atlantic, and I asked the diva of the atmospheric river to please help heal the extreme weather patterns, like droughts and also hurricanes and heavy rains, etc. And then I thought about the southern hemisphere of the Earth, Australia, where in our winter they have summer and enormous droughts and forest fires. And I asked her for healing the weather there too, and she said, oh, but that's not my river. You have to go to an atmospheric river in the southern hemisphere. So the birds, they heard it, and they took the dolphin and me to another atmospheric river above the southern hemisphere. It was called the Australasian atmospheric river somehow. And then we could work on Australia and the countries, islands and things around it. And they also gave me a healing method for a local healing method for healing the weather patterns. So the devas and also many other guides, also whales, dolphins, and so on that showed up, they told me that the Earth has entered a different cosmic environment at the end of the 1990s. That was, according to them, the main reason that the weather patterns are changing. And they showed me a method. Take a transparent glass bowl with a round bottom, fill it with water, and I have a couple of such bowls, fill them with water, and you keep them above the ground, outdoor, above the ground, and then the light of the sun and during night the light of the stars will be focused by this bowl of water like a lens, and the starlight and the sunlight, but also their subtle energies, will be focused into the Earth. So the Earth gets adapted to the new cosmic environment that the solar system has entered, and then the weather patterns will stabilize and will become more harmonic at some kind of higher level, and it's also part of our Earth flowing into this new state of new Earth, what some people call the fifth dimensional Earth or whatever. So it also will help the Earth to merge into the new Earth. So that was my experience. And
wonderful.
Thank you, Avery, for this beautiful, beautiful meditation. It was really great to travel through the air like this.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. That was wonderful. What a wonderful gift, and what a way, something to share that we could all try too. That's really great. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Linda.
Thanks. I had trouble unmuting. Thank you to everyone who shared before me. And that last gentleman, that really resonated, and I just lovely. Similar to someone else, I work with Kuan Yin, and I visualized the violet waters energy, the healing violet waters being part of the atmospheric rivers, which I've never heard of them before either. So that was, this was a wonderful meditation. So thank you. That's all I
have. Thank you.
Thanks.
I can share a little something, Shoshana.
Sure.
One of the things that I got from the weather beings was that they said that, you know, these storms are a result of a lot of this warming on the planet, and they're actually, so they're both a result of that, and they're necessary also to balance and release some of the heat in energy. And so they said what we could do, though, to help would be to image or vision the temperature of the air, the water, the soil, everything going down.
Mm.
You know, to vision that temperature coming down, coming down, coming down, and to keep holding that vision of cooler water and air and earth, and that then naturally those intense storms will lessen.
Mm.
So that was something
great.
I got from them.
That's
yeah.
great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fun. Is there
Good.
Anybody else before we wrap up the call? Okay. It feels complete. So I want to thank you, Shoshana, for taking us on this new and wonderful journey today. It was really
thank
great.
You.
And, you know, everybody, you can go back there anytime you want. Oh, I also saw when we all landed in the Amazon, all of our pink dolphins were leaping and playing with each other. They were like, yahoo, we're back in the Amazon. So I did see a lot of you out there on your dolphins. We were all having a really great time in the Amazon. And so our next meditation will be on December 1st, and Muriel's going to be leading that. So be sure and come back for our December 1st meditation. And in the meantime, I want to send you all good wishes for a happy Thanksgiving here in the United States, and happiness to everybody all over the world. So I'm
yes.
going to unmute us. Do you have something to say?
I just wanted to give a little plug for the Ozark Research Institute, if
oh,
I
sure.
might.
Sure.
I work on Tuesday nights with the Ozark Research Institute. Anybody can join. It's free. They've been doing this healing work for over 25 years. And we worked on Donnie. We work on the earth. We work on each other. There's people who write in and call in for healings. And miracles do take place. And they are some of the sweetest, most wonderful people I've ever met. And I highly recommend checking them out. It's the Ozark Research Institute. Eastern time is 8:30 on Tuesday nights, and we do healing meditations. You can always add the water to it. We add the water to it as well. So I just wanted
and
to say that little
what's
plug.
What's their website?
OzarkResearchInstitute.org.
.org. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Thank
yeah.
you. Thanks very much.
All right. I'm going to unmute everybody, and we can all say goodbye together.
Goodbye.
Thank,
thank
you.
You
all.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.